Mike Rowe here with a radical idea. If you want to see more companies make more things in this country, buy more things from more companies who make things in this country. I refer in this case to the incredible t-shirts, sweatshirts, blue jeans, and more made by my friends at American Giant. Everything American Giant makes is made in the United States. And right now, you can take 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com/Mike. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.
Free. That's 1-800-747-3733. We now return to Tampa Bay's number one morning show, The Mike Calta Show.
It's The Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Mona. I hope you guys recognize this band.
I got nothing on.
Pull that mic close, you can hear it.
I thought you'd be taller.
You're a failure. Do you know who this is?
Neil Young.
No.
I just took a guess.
You're both failing already. This is the second star of the movie Roadhouse.
Oh, Jeff Healy.
Oh, Jeff Healy.
Yeah. You got to play me some Angel Eyes or something.
That was a good one.
It's the only song. It's really the only song you should be able to recognize. Yeah, I just common sense figured out what it was.
Well, I don't go deep in the Healy catalog.
Confidence Man was a big hit for him.
Oh, I wouldn't know any of it. I've seen the movie a million times. I don't know any of the songs. But it wasn't Angel. It wasn't Angel Eyes. What is this?
Angel Eyes, yeah.
Is it Angel Eyes?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a sweet ballad.
Which is ironic because he has no eyes.
He has no eyes.
Yeah.
You don't need eyes with guitar picking fingers like that.
His eyes went to heaven.
He's dead.
He's dead?
Yeah. Angel took his eyes.
And Angel took all of it.
Yep.
This is Steve Miller and Matt Fernandez, two of the funniest comedians that are here in the Tampa Bay area that are out. I love this. I love that you guys are making things happen. Now, tell everybody exactly what you're doing, because I've got to be honest, I'm not even 100% sure. I've seen the advertisement for it. I know it involves the greatest movie of all time.
Roadhouse
has pointed out in Yellowstone a couple weeks ago that it's the greatest movie of all time. And I know you guys are training to be bouncers.
Of course we're training to be bouncers.
We're done training.
I have a body like a bouncer.
Yeah.
I'm built to be a bouncer.
You have a body that bounces.
Yes, that's
yes,
true.
That's,
there's subtle differences.
Yeah.
You know, but I think I'm perfecting my skills, my whole. If you will.
Have either, Matt, have you ever been a bouncer?
I bounced for a little while at Jackson's. I would go there on like big nights like New Year's Eve and stuff. Never had to do anything.
I've been
to leave.
I've been shot at.
Really?
Yeah, I got hit with a bottle. I've been beat up. But I've also done some bad stuff.
I was going to say.
Yeah, and made a lot of money.
Weak.
So, yeah, it's not a bad gig to have when you're, if that's all you got going on at the moment, you know.
The last fight I got in, I took off my flip-flop and tried to hit somebody with it. So being a bouncer.
You're an old black lady?
You're like a Puerto Rican mother.
Yeah, exactly. I tapped into my Hispanic heritage. I just came after somebody with a flip-flop. So bouncing is not my strong suit.
No.
For sure not.
You got the curled mustache. The long hair. I mean, like, this transitioning woman is not throwing me out of this bar at all. You're one of those friends that I have that if you came and said, I think I'm going to make the transition, we wouldn't go, what? We'd go, okay, cool. We figure that.
I like to think it's because I'm such an open-minded individual.
Yeah. I mean, so are we. We'd accept it. You know what I mean? But it seems like you've been in a slow process for years.
So I don't come off as masculine to you, is what you're saying.
You don't come off as feminine. You don't come off as human. You come across as transitioning.
Okay,
the mustache.
If you came in here, man up top, lady on the bottom. Like if you were wearing what you're wearing now, a sweater and a shirt, but a skirt, I'd be like, "Oh, Miller's here."
That does sound comfortable, to be honest with you. Yeah. I've done drag a bunch of times. Well, more than a handful of times.
Now for what?
For comedy, mostly.
Mostly. I'm interested in the ones
for
that were not
interests.
Comedy.
Yeah.
Like, you hosted one of those bingos?
Just to relax.
Tinder.
I've never hosted a drag queen bingo. I'm not a drag queen, but I have done drag. I've never actually, to be honest, I've never done it outside of a comedy context.
Even the comedy context to me is just an excuse for you to do it.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Like that one guy that dresses up as a Hooters waitress every year for Halloween.
Sure.
You're like, come on, Steve. We know.
Look, Galvin, let's be honest. We both know I'm a lot prettier in makeup than I am outside of makeup.
Yeah.
So I have no problem
you
rocking makeup.
You look like somebody who could be a professional drag queen when you're made up. Like, you do it right.
I would love that. Nothing like the first. So there's a show in town called Wigs and Wit where it's comics versus drag queens. And that was the first.
At what?
So,
fighting?
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
We try to bounce the largest person out of the bar.
Yeah.
So the drag queens do their lip sync, and then the comics do their stand up. And then at the end, each group picks the other winner, right? So the drag queens pick the best comic.
Okay.
Vice versa.
Gotcha.
So at the end, the comics then do a lip sync. and then the drag queens do stand-up.
Do stand-up.
Jeff Klein, you know Jeff. Yeah, it's his show. He produces it. And
does he get dragged up too?
Jeff does not get dragged
he
up.
He looks too masculine.
No, Jeff's straighter than I am.
Yeah.
He dresses poorly. He has terrible taste.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I would imagine whoever Jeff dates is a very feminine person.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, really?
No, Jeff goes after the Bears.
He's a real beefcake.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I think we probably talked about this. I don't remember. That's a fun world to me. Not to make fun of it kind of way. It's just so different from my regular life that I'm like, this is amazing.
Oh, I love it. I love that there's categories. There's otters and bears. And,
oh, yeah. Yeah. I learned a lot from Miguel from next door. Because when he first got here, instead of him introducing us to the gay world, we introduced him to the hetero world. The first lady part he ever touched was on our show while his mother watched on FaceTime.
See, this is what makes you so popular. You're bridging gaps. You know what I mean? Like, you're bringing people together.
That's what I'm all about. I'm like a big Benetton ad. You're just bringing the world together. It was an 80s reference you kids probably wouldn't get. All right. Well, we got Matt Fernandez is one of the best followers on social media. It got to the point where my wife was annoying me by telling me about your tweets. I was like, I get it. He's funny. I don't know what you want me to say. I'm like, okay, I didn't see it, but I'll get to it eventually. But then I got to tell you, real funny stuff.
Thanks, man.
And both these guys have done shows with us before. Now, explain to me what you're doing with Roadhouse, the greatest movie of all time.
We're gonna play it.
Play the movie.
At Stress, on a big screen.
This is a big deal. That's a big theater to do
this. Yeah, we're doing
I feel like you guys are aiming way high on this first event.
Yeah, we sure are.
Okay.
And, we're bringing in Doug Benson.
That's a good kick.
And hopefully it just turns into a big party. We're all going to have microphones.
You're going to talk during the movie?
We're going to talk during the movie.
I don't know if I can handle that because I need silence. I need to let it all soak in.
I'll be honest with you. I'm conflicted about it. It's a great idea. It's going to be an amazing night. But we're going to attempt to roast the greatest movie of all time. Which, I mean, the movie's pretty close to perfect.
It's such a rambunctious movie already where I feel like it kind of lends itself to the energy of talking about
now,
it.
How well do you guys know the movie?
Very.
Oh, yeah.
Intimately.
It's Rowdy Harrington's seminal work, of course.
Do you know who Tom Kresnicki is? Tom Kresnicki is a morning show host at WDAE. He's a sports radio guy. Great guy.
T-Kras,
yeah. And T-Kras and I, years ago, started talking about Roadhouse. He does an impression of Brad Wesley that is fantastic. In fact, I guarantee you somewhere on my voicemail, I have a voicemail message from him going, Dalton, called to say happy birthday. There's only one thing missing from this trophy room. Your head, like constantly leaving me Brad Wesley messages. He's great at it. But it has been on the pay-per-view channel or the pay channels a lot lately. I much have watched it over Thanksgiving at least three times. There is a couple of things I would change, but it is very close to being a perfect movie.
Ooh, what would you change?
That's a good one.
I don't like the, I guess I would change it for the time. You know what I mean? It's a little too outdated in some areas, which you don't want to, it's a classic movie, so you don't want to mess with that.
They're remaking it with Jake Gyllenhaal.
We talked about that earlier. I don't know how I feel about that.
He's not scary.
I know exactly how I feel about it. It's a trap.
Did you see him in Left that Left Hook or whatever the boxing movie he was in?
Yeah, he was great.
Oh, Southpaw.
That's what it was. He was shredded.
Yeah, also,
he looks scary.
In the military movie and in the Nightcrawler movie, he's got a crazy
Nightcrawler.
Yeah, he's got a crazy aspect to him. But the problem is I mean, you said he's not scary, but what's his name? Swayze came off of Dirty Dancing with this movie.
Right,
that's true.
Gyllenhaal can be scary, like Nightcrawler, like you said. The guy's an intense person, but Dalton isn't scary. Dalton's the cooler.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying, like Dalton cools the room out. He's all about being nice.
Right. Until it's time to not be nice. Question. Trivia question for you guys. What is Dalton's last name or first name? Is Dalton his first name or his last name? And if it is, what is the other name?
I'm embarrassed.
Oof.
I'm embarrassed.
Oh, man.
You guys did not consult me on this.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody knows more about this movie than I do. If you need help, I'm here for you.
Is it Brad?
It is not Brad. It's Brad Wesley you're thinking of.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Dalton's first name is James.
Nope.
It's
John.
No, it's James. Trust me.
Fight.
It is James, and I'll tell you where you can find out when he goes to see the doctor for the first time, when he gets stabbed.
He
brings his own medical records.
That's right.
And she has it open, and it has his name written down there.
Mm. Oh, so no one actually says it.
You have to see it on the thing.
Right.
Yeah, when you've seen the movie 1,000 times, you start to pick these things up.
Now, Galvin, where did you get John from?
It's right here on the internet.
You're not wrong. It's James. I'm smarter than
the internet, Mike.
Pull up the scene.
I have the scene right.
Yeah, here. It says it right on the thing.
I think the only thing I would change, and I don't know who I would put in there. I don't think Kelly Lynch is hot enough for Patrick Swayze.
In that town, she was
80s hot.
And in that town, she was hot.
All right, fine.
But what's a hotter scene? Them making out in the bed and him getting her naked?
Oh, I'll tell you what it is.
Or when the other girl comes and he gets out of the bed and puts jeans on and his butt sticking out.
Obviously,
that
one. And she does the same look that Philip Seymour Hoffman does when he sees Marky Wahlberg's penis, and she looks and she goes...
I was going to say the hotter is the guy banging the chick in the liquor cabinet.
Oh, yeah. But I'm on my break.
That's certainly more romantic. I think the hottest scene is Swayze doing Tai Chi.
That is by the water.
Yeah. Oh. So Bobby Kelly was telling me, I was just saying this morning, that he didn't like his sweatpants because he would roll down his sweatpants. And I'm like, well, he needs a flow for the Tai Chi. And he goes, every time I watch him do the Tai Chi, I keep waiting for Joe Rogan to come out of the woods and choke him out.
I think those sweatpants just make Bobby Kelly nervous because, I mean, it's just showing off that much more of Swayze.
Yeah.
Mike Kelta, I will tell you that this said John, according to Dalton's medical records, his first name is James.
Right.
You're right. Yeah, it says it in there.
I never doubted myself.
Joe showing Patrick Swayze, showing Roadhouse stuff, very good. But when we were talking about Bad Bunny, he was showing Bad Baby. a female artist is totally different.
I prefer that more.
Yeah. If you want pop culture references from the 80s, Pap's on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the 1880s.
Okay, more trivia about Roadhouse. Do you know that Red Webster, who owns the auto parts store, was Elvis's buddy?
See, I don't consider that Roadhouse trivia, but I did not know that.
That's random.
Yeah,
okay.
He's Red. That's what Elvis is always talking about. Hey, Red, go get me this, whatever.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That was Elvis's Red.
Really?
And the old guy who lets Dalton live in the barn, real name, Sunshine.
See, this is there are layers to this movie that I haven't even touched yet.
Yeah,
and I've watched it so many times.
I'm significantly older than you, and I know these things that I pick up on. I've seen the movie so many times. So I'm just saying, I'm here for you if you need anything.
Do you know that John Doe from the band X?
Yes, I was just about to say that, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He's the bartender.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's putting the money in his pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Fires the shotgun at the end.
Yep.
Great.
Yeah. You got Balky's girlfriend. Is the one who is the one who shows her boobs and
sure.
Brad Wesley's hanging out with, you know.
Another reference Pap would understand.
Yeah, Balky, you know, Perfect Strangers. Huh. All right, so now when does Benson get here?
He gets here, I think, the night before.
Is he going to get really high and watch the movie, you guys?
If I know him, then yes, he will.
I've been experimenting with getting high a couple of times, and I don't like it.
No?
Really?
Okay, what are you doing wrong? What are we doing with the regimen? Because, by the way, I started a new job. I'm the cannabis columnist for Creative Loafing.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So it's very important. This is job now. Now we're getting into work.
What is your expertise in the area, just being a big pothead?
Yeah, I like to get really high in order to no longer be sober.
Oh, I gotcha.
That tends to be my focus.
So
you may want to go to a meeting.
I can't smoke. I'm not even vape. Anything in my lungs just makes me start coughing like an amateur. So I tried the edibles, and I have not figured out how much to take yet. I also have to stop trying to eat stuff that Spanish gives me.
Yeah, don't do anything he does.
Yeah, if someone gives you something, someone's like, here, you'll like this. Don't eat it.
Well, let me tell you a story about these dummies. We went out to play in Venice with our band at this place called Off the Wagon. And Spanish and Joe were at some of the drunkest I've ever seen them. I was completely sober.
That's impressive.
It's impressive.
Both of them.
Yeah.
Woo!
Spanish, I mean, Joe, not so much. Joe was just regular Joe.
Yeah.
Spanish was out of his mind. So I went to them, and I went to Spanish, and I said, I'm leaving. Are you guys okay to get back to the hotel? And they were like, yes. I said, okay, great. Next thing I know, I go home, get in the bed in the hotel, turn the fan on, go to sleep with friends on the TV. There's another bed next to me. They have a key. And I'm dead asleep, and I wake up to this one talking as loud as he can to no one. And I wake up and I go, what? And he goes, I have to go get Spanish. He's downstairs. I have to get him in an hour. And I go, and you felt the need to just scream that out in the middle of the night? He's like, he's passed out in the bathroom. And I told him I would check on him in an hour. And I go, well, if he's passed out in the bathroom, what does time matter? Go get him right now.
20 minutes.
Yeah. Next thing you know, I wake up in the morning, like 10 o'clock in the morning. Spanish is in the bed. Joe is in the bed. And there's a wheelchair in the room. So that's how the night went. So they get up. They're surprisingly resilient for guys who had a night like that that involves a wheelchair and sleeping in the bed with another man. Oh, no, they were both in the bed. I get up. I brush my teeth. I get ready. They get up and brush their teeth and get ready immediately. And I'm like, this is pretty – they bounce back pretty good. So then Spanish reaches in his pocket. And this is where it comes into play. Spanish reaches in his pocket, and he takes out a Ziploc bag filled with what looks like a melted s'mores. Okay? And I go, what's that? And he goes, this drug some guy gave me last night. I go, what do you mean? He goes, I don't know. He had a bag, and it was he said it was – pot, candy, and chocolate or whatever, and I go, okay, and he goes, now it's all melted. So this genius goes, take it home, put it in the freezer, and when it's frozen, you break it up into little pieces. And Samantha's like, oh, great idea. So I go in the bathroom, finish brushing my teeth, come out, and these two are eating the chocolate, the melted chocolate out of the bag. And I go,
with their hands.
What are you doing? And they're like, oh, we're taking the drug. I go, a man that you don't know gave you drugs that melted, and now you're licking it off of each other's hands. And they're like, yeah, pretty much.
He seemed like a nice guy.
I would be petrified. I would be so scared to take drugs from a stranger.
That's how you build up that resiliency. Yeah, that's a guy after a show came up to me, handed me this big, beautiful joint, and goes, here you go. I want you to have this. I promise you it's not laced.
Oh, well, I promise. Right into the trash can. I don't eat listener food. Let alone, if I didn't arrange for a restaurant to bring in food and somebody stopped by and they're like, we made you these cookies. I'm like, no, thank you, but no, thank you. There's no way. People send me hot sauce all the time. Like, there's no way I'm not eating any. Yeah, if I didn't ask for it, there's no way I'm eating.
Yeah, hot sauce is already designed to hurt.
Exactly.
People, whatever you want to do.
Exactly.
Yeah. And Pap is the most resilient drinker I've ever been around.
It's unbelievable.
Him and I flew to Jamaica once to film wet t-shirt contests. That was our job.
Yeah.
And on the way down, he got completely polluted, as drunk as I've ever seen him, which, like you know, is saying something. He could not even get through customs. I had to fill out all the forms for him.
Yeah.
He threw up in the customs office.
That's true.
And then prior to getting through customs, I had to get him out of the bathroom where he was trying to buy drugs before going to So we're in customs. He leaves to go buy drugs from a bathroom.
That's right.
And I go in and I'm like, what are you doing? And you know, the guys, because it's Jamaica, they're selling you drugs everywhere.
Ooh, I want to take you. Yeah.
And as soon as I walk in, I look at the guy and go, hey, we haven't gone through customs yet. And even the dealer was like, what is wrong with you? You know, it was the most amazing thing. I kept that customs list, the slip that he tried to fill out forever. He looked like a stroke victim. He had to fill it out.
Oh, I've met Strokey Joe.
Oh, yes.
At my birthday party this year, we did it at the Postcard Inn, and he got pretty polluted. And at one point, he had to be helped to his room.
I've helped him many
several
times.
Right,
but he was out for the count. And then our band played that night. And there's a song that he comes up and does with us. And they were like, there's no way Joe's going to make it. I go, don't count Joe out. Don't count Joe out. And the band began to chant Pap Pap. And the crowd began to chant Pap Pap. And Pap Pap was asleep on a bench. And he sat up like the Undertaker. And jumped up on stage. Crushed the song.
That's right.
Crushed it.
It's all because, nowhere.
Yeah. And now you're eating random guys, stranger, melted drugs.
You got to live dangerously sometimes.
That's how you get good at drugs. You do drugs from strangers.
Yeah, kind of. Spanish gave me drugs. He gave me gummies. And I know not to eat the whole thing.
Smart.
I know not to eat half the thing. So I was being dragged to a trampoline place with my daughter and a bunch of her friends from school. And their parents and my wife and all that.
The ideal place to take edibles. Mm-hmm.
Well,
I
didn't have to do anything. I just had to go and sit there on the couch while they did that. So I was like, I'll chill out. Maybe I'll take a little bite. So I took a little bite before we left, and I felt fine. And it was cool. And then I was sitting on the couch, and I started texting. And then I like to describe it as I slipped into a cave. Because everything around me became completely dark, and I was just in there texting like this. And then my wife, every once in a while, would come over and like tap me, and I'd go, "What?" And I can't, you know. And then it also makes me nauseous too.
Yeah, well, we gotta do some more experimenting with you. Have you tried any of the tinctures or any of, like the inhalers or anything? I know you don't like to smoke or the vape, but there's so many options.
Edibles are like learning to run before you learn how to crawl.
Yeah, I know. I found that out the hard way. Yeah.
I love that Steve isn't doing drugs. He's experimenting.
Of course.
Doctor? Well, he's a writer now.
Yeah, doctor, would you like to try this?
Yeah, you're our own Hunter Thompson.
I have a medical card, so everybody relax.
Yeah. It's prescribed by a
totally
doctor.
Authorized.
I feel like there are times where I wish I could have that high feeling, but I don't want to go through the process of getting high. Do you understand?
It's so easy. I am lazy, Mike. I am so
lazy. Oh, it's not that I'm, it's not that it's too hard to do.
It's really easy.
I can't, like, I feel like smoking or vaping would be the best thing to do, but my lungs just can't handle that. I'm an easy cougher. So.
Well, they have vapes that are like ratios and stuff that are not as harsh, because I'm not a big smoker and I got my medical card, and that's what I kind of like.
Yeah exactly.
That's the other thing. Smoking. I'm not getting my medical card. I need it to be illegal or else I'm not.
Loses all its thrill
yeah,
for you.
Yeah, I need to feel like a criminal.
Are you also an incredibly dangerous sex as well?
Yeah.
You're not choking me out. I'm not. Yeah. I can't finish.
I hang out at the drag place where you do stand up. Yeah.
We'll
just see what happens. Spin the wheel, see what happens there. This is Matt Fernandez and Steve Miller, two great comedians who are doing a special event. Now, when is this? I'm sorry, I keep forgetting.
December 11th.
Next December Saturday. 11th at Ferguson Hall at the Straz yep. Theater. Where are we getting tickets? Ticketmaster?
Downinfront.com.
Downinfront.com.
The name of the show is Down in Front. So okay. It's going to be a semi-regular series, and it'll be a rotating cast of headlining comics that come in. Doug Benson's going to be the yep. first one. And it's like a Mystery Science Theater 3000 meets a roast of great movies. So Doug actually chose Roadhouse.
Oh, good.
He gave a list of movies out. He selected it because he's Doug Benson, and he's a smart man. He knows the right movie to open up with.
He knows which edibles to eat.
Perfect. Of course, yeah.
Yeah, I like Doug. He's a good dude. I love movies, so those are like the greatest things together.
Exactly.
And now, how do you prepare for this? Like, do you watch it? Are you going
to
watch it a couple more times?
Yeah, I don't know.
Or is it better to watch it the first? Like, if you haven't seen it in a while, it might almost be better to watch it for the first time in front of the crowd.
I would probably watch it for the first time if it was at like New World Brewery or some small bar.
Yeah.
But this is at Ferguson Hall.
Yeah.
There's
going to
be 1,000 plus people there. Like, it's going to be an amazing show. It's going to be super fun.
Yeah.
And I want to be ready to go.
Okay.
You know?
All right. That's smart. The movie Roadhouse is a classic. Everybody loves Yellowstone. Yellowstone recently declared in the show that Roadhouse is the greatest movie of all time. And we learned a lot about the movie today. You'll learn a whole lot more December 11th at Ferguson Hall.
Absolutely. I got to tell you, I can suggest, 80s is the way to go, because you're blown away when you watch 80s movies that you're like, what? I did an open letter to 80s movies, Teen Wolf, the fact that the hot girl has sex with the wolf, yeah. You know, that whole stuff. Revenge of the Nerds, they're raping people, but it's okay because she liked it when he takes the mask off and stuff. It's but it's crazy what they got away with in the 80s.
Staying Alive has a legit, Saturday Night Fever.
Yeah, yes. Oh, yeah.
Gangbang.
Yeah, actual rape.
Yeah.
And then the woman jumps off the bridge at the end, and everybody goes, what a fun disco movie.
Back to the Future, everybody tries to rape Marty's mom. It's
that's
unbelievable.
True, including Marty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a bunch of weird stuff, but now you'll be able to poke fun at it, and everybody will enjoy it.
Exactly.
All right, yep. downinfront.com. If you haven't seen Roadhouse in a while and you're like, I would like to see it with these two guys and Doug Benson, that's the way to do it.
Yeah, I think so. It's gonna be such a fun
what
night.
Day of the week
it's
is
be party?
That?
Saturday.
Saturday night, man.
Tailgate it.
I might do that.
Tailgate it.
Come get wasted.
And I'll be doing a meet
don't
and
wear sleeves.
I'll be doing a meet and greet at the Hub directly after.
Oh. So
perfect.
Maybe that's it. Maybe I'll meet you at the meet and greet afterwards. All right. Great idea. Let us know when you have the next one coming up.
Absolutely.
We'll get in a little rotation here. We'll take a break. Go check these guys downinfront.com to get tickets. You love Doug Benson and Miller and Matt Fernandez. It sounds like a great idea. It's the Mike Calta Show. Quick break. When we come back, an opportunity for you to win tickets to go see the Eagles next on 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening.
Mike Rowe here with a radical idea. If you want to see more companies make more things in this country, buy more things from more companies who make things in this country. I refer in this case to the incredible t-shirts, sweatshirts, blue jeans, and more made by my friends at American Giant. Everything American Giant makes is made in the United States. And right now, you can take 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com/Mike. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.